Why did the people turn against Jesus? This question is one that I've been reflecting upon throughout the season of Lent as I've read through the Passion narratives, and in particular, the Gospel of John, much of which is oriented towards this very thing. Very early on, people began to turn against Jesus, first the scribes and the Pharisees. Then we ultimately see the people as well turn against him. And I think the answer to the question is pretty straightforward, because he did not come to do what they wanted. He did not do their will, but instead did the will of his heavenly Father. Because ultimately he came as Savior, but they did not want a Savior. They wanted a political leader that would ultimately champion their cause, perhaps against the Romans or for some other purpose. He came as a shepherd, but they did not want a shepherd. They wanted a slave. Someone who would do as they wished, at their command, and as they so commanded. He came ultimately to do the will of the Father, to act as a father, representing the love of his Father. But they did not desire a father. Instead, they desired a fairy godparent who would grant their every wish and desire. This is ultimately why they turned against him. He came to do the will of another, but ultimately what they wanted was for him to do their will, whatever that may have been. And this is still true today for each of us. Ultimately, each of us as human beings, corrupted by sin, the first sin ultimately represents this. I know better. I can do better. I will do it my way. It's something that each of us, you, me, each and every human being is guilty of. And it's only by the grace of our Lord's cross and resurrection that that can be replaced, that we can ultimately choose to do the will of our Heavenly Father, to do as Jesus did and take up our cross and follow him. And I have especially even seen this, I think, as a priest and as a pastor. People say they want a shepherd, they want a father, but in my experience, they do not. They want somebody to do as they desire, as they wish. And obviously, I'm a man, so I'm guilty of falling into this as well. But nonetheless, it is something that runs rampant within our church. Because I think there is this magic thing that we think is going to happen. It's a farce and a flaw that we have within the church today. And it's basically this. We believe there is a magic way to do it, which makes everyone happy. No one gets mad, and somehow we'll find this perfect combination and way of doing it, that everybody will just be okay and will not rebel. But again, if we turn to the Gospels themselves, let's remind ourselves who Jesus is. He is the incarnate Son of God. He is God himself. He does the will of his Father, the all-loving God who has come into the world. And yet, he cannot present the gospel message, his message, without the entirety of Jerusalem turning against him. All of his disciples, save one, fleeing from him. And everybody besides his mother, a couple of other Marys, and John the Beloved, standing by his cross. But yet we think somehow we can do better. We think we can do differently. We can find the magic equation, potion, elixir. But it does not exist. Because ultimately, it is Christ is the one who presents the message. We are called to be Christ. We are called to do like him the will of our Heavenly Father, to take upon ourselves our cross and follow him, to not do our will, but to do the will of the one who sent us into the world, the one who has given us life, the one who gave us his Son, who gave his Son to torture, beatings, mockery, and death for you and for me. That is ultimately whose will we are called to do. So please do not fall into the same trap that all the people do in the Passion narrative. Desire a savior, not a leader to champion your cause. Desire a shepherd, not a slave who will do as you will. Desire a father, and not a fairy godparent who will grant you your every wish and whim. Desire truly for Jesus to be the master of your soul, to take possession of you, because he died for your sins, so that you might live in such a way.